And now start noticing that area of the small of your back and see if you can slightly lift that area where the small of the back is so that you could, if you exaggerated it, you could actually start to press the tailbone a little bit more into the floor. So you just lift the small of your back a little bit. And you can also think of moving the pelvis and the small of the back in such a way that you can begin to press the tailbone more into the floor. Now continue to do this, to think it and to do it while watching your breathing, that the air is coming in and going out without interruption. That's it. And as you do it more completely, actually doing the movement, you might find that your head starts to move a little bit so that the chin comes closer to your chest. That's it. So you're lifting your belt. So that would be the lumbar part of your spine. Tilting your pelvis a little bit so that the tailbone presses more to the floor. So you're arching your back a little. And just do it so that it's gentle, you're not making an effort. Rather the opposite. You do an effortless movement. And notice which vertebrae you feel pulling your head. Do you feel the movement of your spine while pressing the tailbone? And just do this so slowly so that you can feel what you're doing. You can feel the slight change of the pressure of the back of the pelvis on the floor. You're able to follow the movement of air in the nostrils. And then leave it and lie there and see if there's any, if you can sense a difference now in the way you're lying and feeling your five lines and the line of your spine.